All right, we are here with Sammy Coates, the Auburn wide receiver. And Sammy, for fans who have never seen you play, and I don't think there's many of them, but what is the scouting report on you as a player? What do you do well and what do you need to work on?
I'm a big playmaker. I like to go score touchdowns from 40 to 60 yards out. I like to get the ball and be physical. I'm very fast, so I just bring a different presence to the game.
What is, as a deep threat, what is the hardest part of making those plays downfield? Is it getting the separation or is it hauling the catch in at the catch point?
Just the concentration when the ball's in the air. You know, that ball's in the air for a while. It's about tracking it down. It's about making the catch while you're on the run and your head's shaking, everything moving. It's a lot of concentration, and it's all about the focus and the focus level you have. And the separation will come if you're fast. You always get a good separation, but if you're going against a good guy, you gotta get the separation. You gotta be physical. You gotta win the better at the end.
What do the scouts say or the people say that you need to do a little better?
You know, I just need to showcase that I can run routes and I can catch the ball with my hands. You know, that's my biggest emphasis week, and I've been doing a great job so far, I think.
And you're a big enough guy that you're not just some small little fast guy. You can win in the intermediate routes as well.
Yes, sir. I can. I've been showcasing that I can win across the middle of the field, run slants, run curls, run stop routes, but 10 yards, comebacks, and I've been running digs. I've been looking good this week so far to showcase that.
When you were growing up as a kid, were you always the big playmaker? Were you always the biggest and the fastest?
I wasn't always the biggest and fastest. I was a guy that played baseball growing up. I played baseball more than I played football. But then
you're speaking my language. I'm a baseball guy. So yeah. What position did you play growing up?
I played pitcher and I played outfield. My senior year in high school, I was throwing 95 off the mound.
Were you?
Yeah.
I'm jealous now.
I batted 500 and some. I had 10 home runs leading off and 27 stolen bases.
So why'd you play football?
Football is more fun. You know, it's just a different sport when you're out there on that field. It's a different atmosphere, and I enjoy playing the game of football.
So in high school, you were doing those two?
I played basketball, too.
Okay, basketball, too, I'm sure. And we're scoring, 20 points a game, something like that?
No, I played the center, so I was like an undersized center.
Okay.
But I could jump real high, so I usually be selling tickets by dunking and stuff, so it was pretty
okay.
fun.
Okay. And then, as a baseball guy, were you drafted or anything like that, or did you think about playing?
They asked me, did I want to get in the draft? I turned it down. It was going to be late rounds, and I didn't want to go through.
Because you knew you wanted to be a football guy.
Yeah.
So take us through the experience of playing big time college football at Auburn in the SEC in front of all those thousands of fans.
Playing at Auburn University really is one of the most amazing things you can do. You know, it's a great school. The atmosphere is amazing. You know, the fans are always supportive. The town itself is amazing. You know, you got a bunch of great people that's always got your back. It's not a bad place to go. You know, you don't get in a lot of trouble there. It's a safe environment, and it helped me be the man I am today. And if it wasn't from Auburn, I don't think I'd be sitting here today.
And, you know, there's only three juniors here at the Senior Bowl. You have to have graduated to be able to play here. So you already graduated. What was that? What was that about?
Oh, man, that was really big for me. I graduated December 13th. It was an amazing thing to get my degree, to finish strong, and to still be able to chase my dream. So I'm really thankful that I got a chance to graduate. And that was truly a blessing for me.
As you go through this draft process, all kinds of scouts and NFL draft people are going to be saying you compare to this guy or this guy in the NFL. They're going to be saying who you remind them of. Who do you think that you're like in terms of NFL receivers?
I feel like I remind myself of Julio Jones. You know, just being a big physical, fast guy. He brings a different plays. He can make big plays down the field. And you know, he's from right here. So
that's true.
Yeah. So
there's sort of like a manliness about when it's a jump ball and it's you versus one other guy. Who's going to come down with it? Do you feel like a pride when it's a man-on-man thing?
I think it's just a wide receiver thing. You know, you see that ball, you want to prove a point. You want to prove a point that you're a big. You know how most people think defensive guys are the most, they the most mad on the field. And stuff.
Right.
When you're on offense, you see that ball, now that's your mentality you take. I'm the manliest person out here. I'm a big, bad man out here.
Right.
And that's the point you want to prove in that ball. Now you want to go snatch it and make them look bad when you catch it.
Yeah, all these wide receivers have all the swag, right?
Yeah, you got to make them have the swag.
So did you always have a swag growing up, or was there a time when you realized, okay, you know what, I am the man?
Nah, I never had that mentality. I never wanted to consider myself as being a man. You know, I was the type of guy that I just wanted to make plays. I just wanted to play football. So I never had, like, on the man mentality. I just had the mentality that I love this game, so I'm going to play and give it my best.
All right, last question, Sammy. Any hopes for when you want to come off the board come May?
I'm hoping first round, and I'm working hard to be a first round pick to showcase that I'm really an all around player this week. I hope that can help, and I hope my combine scores can help too.
All right, one more since we ask everybody, who's the best player you played this season?
Collins from LSU.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Sammy Coates, best of luck, and maybe we'll see you in Philadelphia one day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.